The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The views and opinions of the following program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii. This program was previously recorded and is sponsored by Dr. Health Radio.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, and now in its 31st year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Did you know Barbie, you know, the famous doll maker, just recently announced the launch of its newest additions to its Fashionista line? A collection of dolls for the first time will feature Barbie with behind-the-ear hearing aids. The company actually consulted with an audiologist, Dr. Jen Richardson, for her impact on this. So it's true. Even dolls are wearing hearing aids. Welcome to our annual hearing show here on Dr. Health Radio, because if you can't hear us, we don't exist. So we have a self-vested interest in making sure you hear clear every day of the year. So we'll have a guest speaker on, a guest expert, on how to protect, correct, and improve your hearing so you can fully enjoy and experience our world around us all the days of your life, all the sounds and sometimes noise of our lives, but we'll talk about noise as well as the desirable sounds. You know, hearing loss, it's an invisible epidemic. I mean, when you think of the most prevalent pollution on Earth, even though air pollution's been in the news recently, and it does kill more people than any other type of pollution, but hearing loss or noise is the most prevalent form. It's just so insidious, and if you live anywhere in the modern world, it's everywhere. In fact, the World Health Organization actually calls it a global emergency. It's a noisy world out there, and Centers for Disease Control says that one out of every five teens already has measurable hearing loss. From the loud noises that are the sound that they use in their personal listening devices. And we're talking possibly permanent hearing loss, which is not a good thing. And not only that, but as you may already know, there are other consequences. Can you say tinnitus, the sensation of ringing in the ears when nothing outside is ringing? And then, of course, there's occupational hearing loss. What comes to mind for me, construction workers, transportation officials or that segment or sector of the working class, entertainment industries, many other livelihoods. Plus, we're all bombarded with noise. I mean, think about it, sirens, traffic, music, movies, and all of our high-tech devices. Conveniences, vacuum cleaners, for goodness sake. Everything's motorized these days, even our toothbrushes. Now, if all this doesn't sound depressing enough, add insult to injury, there's age-related hearing loss, which most of us will experience if we live long enough. So on today's show, our resident hearing health expert, Randy Wallers, joins us in just a few minutes to share with you the latest information on how you can protect your hearing. The hearing that you now enjoy, and if you don't hear quite as well as you used to, how to restore your ability to hear clear all year, every day of the year. We'll cover things like protection devices, whether custom earplugs are any better than the store-bought off-the-shelf earplugs, the difference between hearing and understanding, that's an important one, which people don't, they're not aware of, as well as the newest innovations available if you do need a hearing aid, all the new technology there. Randy Wallers has been in the hearing field for 40 years, and so it's not his first rodeo, so he'll be coming up shortly talking about all the aspects of the second most important sense that you have other than your eyesight is hearing. Excuse me. We'll also talk about, you know, prevention and treatments and what to look for in a hearing test, as well as some of the little known causes of, or consequences rather, the devastating consequences of hearing loss, not only not, you know, being unable to hear things, but everything from losing income to scholastic achievement, personal relationships, dementia, divorce, a lot of other things that you that are seemingly not connected to your sense of hearing, but they are. Another health benefit to preserving your hearing is that you can experience additional benefits from healing through sound. Now, this caught the attention of medical practitioners, but it's actually been used for centuries. You know, meditation and healing linked with sound has been used for centuries. Practiced. And typically what sound therapy is a practice combining sound, music, or specialty instruments with self-reflection techniques. One popular option is music therapy, which could include composing your own or playing an instrument, maybe singing or simply listening to music. And according to the Cleveland Clinic, some of the benefits of sound therapy can include lowered blood pressure, improved memory, reduce stress and anxiety, mask tinnitus, which is that ringing or buzzing in the ears that so many of us are, have it intermittently, and many of us are do suffer from that on an occasional or constant basis. Another form of sound therapy is the sound bath. You may have heard of that, but that's a practice that goes back centuries, even though it's now being, you know, labeled or coined the sound bath. But that's where a patient or participant lies in a comfortable position, excuse me, and the they actually bathe in the sounds produced by instruments or technically produced sound. And that can improve pain from previous operations as well as conditions like arthritis. So sound, and, you know, remember, therapy does not have to mean going to a therapist. Therapy can be done at home, you know, just listening to the right your favorite music or helping you get into a meditative state of being and so forth. So anyway, all right. And since we'll be talking about one of your senses being hearing, let's talk about the other ones and a way to maybe feel like a kid again. Because as we age, 94% of us will experience a gradual dulling of our senses. This is according to the American Geriatric Society. And so here's some ways to heighten your senses so that you'll feel young and sharp again. So first of all, taste. This is interesting. They say that rotating food with each bite forces your taste buds to shift from flavor to flavor, which rebuilds brain connections linked to taste. This University of Washington research says. So you might try that on your next meal instead of just mixing everything together and I don't know. Sometimes I like the combination of flavors, but then sometimes I do eat things separately, and then I'll wait or I'll finish one dish before I start on the next and one meal. Excuse me. I got to get a sip of water. I didn't drink enough before I got on the air. Next is sight. Okay, that should do it. Wet my whistle here. But they say that gazing at a red-tinted screen for 3 minutes a day boosts your vision by 20%. This was a UK study. They found that red light activates the energy centers in your retinas. So you might try that. And improving your taste of or sense of touch. As we age, our skin thins, as you know. You know, you cuts and you bruise more easily, cut easier, and of course you have more wrinkles. But the microcirculation also slows down, and that reduces your touch sensitivity. And so the fix on that is to breathe through your nose instead of your mouth, which boosts oxygen flow to the tissues by 20% when done daily, according to Stanford scientists. And then boosting your sense of smell, British research suggests that jotting down four distinct scents, like crisp air or Clean laundry daily reinforces scent pathways in the body, heightening your sense of smell. And then finally, boosting hearing, and that's what we're going to be talking today with Randy Wallers. Dimming the lights 2 hours before bed. You've heard about that for boosting your melatonin levels, and you know, especially if you're exposed to blue light, like televisions and computers and the like. But this has to do with, and this is from the journal Neuron, have slightly lower light, and that forces your body to adapt by strengthening the neural connections in the brain that process sound, which makes it easier to hear everything. So, especially radio, hopefully. All right. Next week on Dr. Health, Dr. Sal Giorgiani joins us for an hour of conversation on men's health. With June being Men's Health Month, I wanted to line up a guest for this. And so we round out this first summer month of the year to raise the awareness of the health of all males in the audience and all the females that interact with those males. It reminds me of a quote I always remembered. The stronger sex is actually the weaker sex because of the weakness of the strong sex for the weaker sex. So I'm not sure who the weaker sex is, but or the stronger sex is. You pick, take your pick. But pharmacist and Dr. Giorgiani will get into detail about what it takes to maintain maleness, if you will, and also give you a bit of the backstory and inside scoop on how Viagra came to be, since he was one of the key people who helped launch Viagra with Pfizer and back in 1988. So he'll have that information for you next week here on the Healthiest Hour on Radio. All right, let's see. Elsewhere in the news, some disease risks associated with your height. Are you tall or short for your, compared to the norm? Well, being taller may increase your risk of developing nerve, skin, and some heart diseases, according to the largest study linking height to disease, or height and disease to date. That's the largest or the most modern or recent study. This is from the University of Colorado. They analyzed data from 323,000 former members of the U.S. Armed Forces who enrolled in a research project in exploring the links between genes, environment, or environmental factors and disease. And cut to the chase here, they confirmed that a higher genetically predicted height increases your risk of atrial fibrillation, heart palpitations, and circulatory problems. They also found that having genes linked to being taller was associated with a higher risk of developing nerve damage and infections of the skin and bones. And the team confirmed that these conditions had the same associations with the participants' actual height. Measuring height could be a quick and easy way to determine disease risk. Taller you are, the higher your risk. So, and I remember a World Health Organization study many years ago, and it did find that shorter people live on average about 10% longer than taller people. And I also remember early in my radio days, we've been doing the show 31 years. So I think it was in the first 5 years or so of the show. And I had the author was Thomas Samaras, and he had a book called The Truth About Your Height. And he did extensive research and found that, sure enough, that, it seems to be a negative in our society because everybody wants bigger and taller and more. And, parents always want the kids to be as tall as possible and everything, but it's not necessarily conducive to health. And of course, you can't pick your genes, but you just have to deal with the cards that you were dealt. All right, since we're going to be talking about sound and hearing, how about school road noise slowing gains in attentiveness and memory? Traffic noise outside schools may impair gains in a child's attention span and short-term memory. This was a study from Barcelona, Spain. The researchers stood in certain parts of the school. Well, I won't get into the details of the study, but the end result was that the students had a lower aptitude and attentiveness and memory ability. And so they say a greater fluctuation of indoor noise levels was more strongly associated with a slower development in both working memory and attentiveness compared to consistent noise levels. So it's a loud, loud, loud world out there, if I may say so myself. All right. As you probably know, air fryers are all the rage today. But let's go back and turned on my retrospectroscope and went back to 1954 when new deep fryers, new at the time, deep fryers are handy for buffet-style entertaining. That was the whole trend. It was very trendy, as popular air fryers are today. Deep fryers, deep fat fryers, were back in the 50s, the mid-50s. And then in 1973, there was a new electric West Bend tabletop meat broiler with rotisserie. It was a countertop or tabletop rotisserie, if you will, and the surveys voted it not acceptable because the drip pan became so hot that it splattered fat on the users. Ouch! Can you imagine that, having a rotisserie on your table, a tabletop meat broiler and rotisserie? Oh, boy. Glad that one went by the wayside. And then in 1979, that was when the new hot air corn poppers came into popularity. And today it's still hot air, but now it's for frying. And, you know, let me just add something to the air frying the trend and fad. And it's still, you know, it's still a problem, because while you do save calories from not frying with fat, you're still using high heat, which often changes the structure of, for instance, carbohydrates, especially things like potatoes, and that produces the carcinogen acrylamide. You've probably heard of acrylamide, but that's from frying foods, carbohydrates at high heat. But it can also happen with air frying or heating any food to that high a temperature. It oxidizes the fat, and that's already, or the fat that's already contained in the food that you're air frying, and it becomes a bad fat. So that's not what you want. And sometimes it denatures the protein content of the food, as well as altering the, you know, the amino acids and reducing its availability to the body and nutrition. Okay, get off my soapbox here. Let's go to the fitness file. Do you suffer from dry eye? Well, here's another benefit of exercise: eye comfort. Vigorous exercise, they say, may potentially help with dry, itchy eyes by boosting tear production as well as tear quality. Researchers performed eye exams just before and 5 minutes after these fitness sessions or exercise sessions, measuring tear production and how long tear film on the eye remains stable before becoming dry. Well, the healthy tear film not only keeps dry eyes moist, but also protects them against, as you know, irritants, dust, dirt, and dry spots that can lead to itching or stinging. Well, the research suggests that better physical fitness and longer periods of exercise might be important ways to enhance eye moisture, of all things. So another unseen benefit of exercise. And, you know, the primary nutrient, if you do have problems with dry eyes, and we've had ophthalmologists on before that recommended this and prescribe these to their patients regularly, omega-3 fatty acids, fish oil supplements, I would err more on the higher dose rather than less, because it really takes 2 or 3 grams, 2 or 3,000 milligrams, up to 4,000 milligrams per day for people that don't get enough omega-3s. And you want to get something like Natural Factors RX Omega, that's a good one, or Wild Alaskan Salmon, Marine DHA by Whole Earth and Sea. There are others, Nordic Naturals, etc. But anyway, so much for that. And let's go to, oh, we're running a little behind. Let me get back to this alcohol article next week. Okay, let's go to matters of sexual health. You've heard that frozen sperm in sperm banks can make, well, babies, but now they're finding that long frozen testicle cells may make sperm. Rat testicle cells that were frozen for 23 years have produced sperm after being implanted into mice. Now, this suggests that children who have testicle tissues frozen before cancer treatment may be able to save or have the tissue reimplanted so they can one day have their own biological children. And as you may know, chemotherapy to treat cancer can kill stem cells in the testicles that make sperm, and adults can have sperm cells or samples frozen, but that isn't an option for children who have yet to reach puberty, so that's good news for them. All right, and finally, in the Funny Bone Pharmacy, and then we'll get on to Randy Waller's. Okay, just a few quick questions for you. Why does the Pillsbury Doughboy have so many health problems? because he's inbred. Inbred? Okay. Okay, hope you're awake today. What's the leading cause of liver cancer or liver disease in Canada? Hepatitis, eh? Okay, you got to know the accent of Canadians. And some bar fun for you. It takes me 10 minutes to walk to the bar, but over an hour to walk home. The difference is staggering. Okay, I think my producer got that one. And finally, laughing at the law, last night someone committed the perfect crime. They broke into the hardware store and stole all the toilets. Police say they have nothing to go on. Okay. All right, on that note, we will have more for Hearing Health here on Dr. Health with my guest, hearing health expert Randy Wallers, right after this as the Healthiest Hour on Radio continues.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
Curcumin-rich Theracurmin from Natural Factors is a special form of curcumin, the yellow pigment of turmeric that has shown many wondrous health benefits. Theracurmin represents a major scientific breakthrough. Clinical studies show that when it comes to absorption, Theracurmin is by far number one. Finally, the powerful health benefits of curcumin can be realized with curcumin-rich Theracurmin. To learn more, visit naturalfactors.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Oh, well, also listen to the talk, not just the music. Hope you can listen. Hope your hearing's well enough to listen to us here on the radio. Welcome back to the show here on Dr. Health Radio. We help you with your health care so you won't have to worry about having a health scare, such as it would be a scary thing to lose your sense of hearing. Oh, no, no radio. Well, Randy Wallers to the rescue. He, for over 15 years, has been our resident hearing health expert here on Dr. Health Radio. He's the founder of the Family Hearing Aid Centers here in Honolulu, where we broadcast from, 7 locations here in the state of Hawaii to serve you. And he's also an author and, as I mentioned, hearing health expert. And if you're listening to any other state, a lot of the things that we're going to cover today, of course, will apply to wherever you're listening to us. And we'd like to welcome him back to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Randy, how the health are you? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, David. So great to be back with you. My goodness.
It's been about
a year has gone by.
Yeah, I know. And you've been on the show for something like 15 years. I know you have 40 years of experience in the hearing field, but you've been almost half of your career on our show. So that's that's scary. That's a little scary. Anyway, Harry, Randy, it's a loud, loud, loud world out there. So let's get into the state of our hearing, which is seemingly getting worse with all of our new electronic devices and people playing things louder and louder. And I don't know if COVID had a deleterious effect on our hearing based on your patients, your experience with the patients that you saw both before and after COVID. But I see that almost everyone these days is either wearing some kind of electronic device in their ear or they're holding something up to their ear to listen to. And I mean, what happened to the silent world we used to live in? My goodness.
Yes. And, you know, interesting you brought up COVID. COVID really brought out people, you know, out of the woodwork that really had a hearing issue.
Oh, really?
And that's because, in fact, there was just an article in the Advertiser this last week regarding that. But most people, we all lip read. It doesn't matter who you are. We all, when someone's talking, we get a lot of information by lip reading.
Mm-hmm.
But you cover over someone's mouth and you take that element away from a person that has, you know, a degree of hearing loss, and they realize they hear the word, you know, but they can't understand what's being said.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of, the best analogy is, you know, you wear a pair of glasses and you're driving down the road and you can see the sign, but you're not able to read what the sign says.
Ooh.
Well, that's the same thing with the hearing loss.
Yeah.
If you have a hearing loss, you're able to hear the sounds of the word. It's not, and many times it's not the loudness of it, but parts of that degree of understanding that gives you the meaning to that word are gone in with your hearing loss. And so you hear the sound, but you're not able to, your brain's not able to, you know, to perceive what that word is, to give it the word meaning.
Wow.
And that's why people say, well, I can hear you talking, but I don't know what you're saying. You know, that's the most
That's an excellent analogy, that highway sign analogy. Let's all remember that one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's so sad because the COVID masking has really brought it to the forefront. And we had people come in and just say, you know, I just didn't realize how bad it was, you know, because they took away, you know, being able to lip read. And people are really recognizing, David, that, you know, a hearing loss is the largest modifiable risk factor against, for example, dementia.
That's right.
It's the most modifiable risk factor there is. So if someone is showing signs of cognitive decline, you know, like with dementia, and they have a hearing loss, the first thing that is looked at now is if they have a hearing loss, get the hearing loss corrected. It's so important.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And is that why when I went to your website recently, Randy, it's now called have it reworded, it's the Family Hearing and Brain Center. Is that the reason for that?
That's correct.
Oh.
We have put into all of our in our treatment program with our patients, we use now what's called the Cognitive Thrive.
Mm.
This is a new it's an FDA screening that it's a little computer actually. That a patient sits down to. It takes about 5 to 10 minutes to assess them, and they do a self-assessment of themselves. It's very secure. It's confidential. The report is very simple. It comes out. It's very non-invasive. It's self-administered, so there's no other input from anyone else, so it's really completely from the patient.
Okay.
But we're able really to give a real screening for the cognition of a patient, the cognitive part of, and that's where it all starts, you know,
sure.
In our brain, obviously.
Yeah.
But that is the key. It has become the central key part of our treatment program.
Oh.
Because once we have, and we feel that everyone should have this screening, just simply, especially if you have a hearing loss, it's mandatory for us, you know, to start that patient out, knowing what their level of screening is.
Of course.
Because after we treat the patient, we go back and we run the screening again, and we see if there's improvement there.
Okay.
And with most of our patients, you know, we're able to see that. So
now is
it's
this
really become...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, is this test for our listeners that are not in the state that we're in broadcasting from, which is Hawaii? We do have several other stations on the mainland. So is this something that most hearing centers have, this cognitive thrive test that you're referring to?
Some do.
Some do, okay.
But most do not as of yet. This is fairly progressive. It's very new.
Okay.
This fits in, we're a very evidence-based practice here in Honolulu. And that's one of the reasons we're one of the largest private practices in the U.S., I believe.
Oh, really?
But it's because of our evidence-based, like we do our ABS testing. That's our auditory, stimulation to the brain, a testing of words. We know how much our patient actually is able to not only hear words, but most importantly, how much understanding that their brain is giving them for each patient.
Yes.
And that's the key. See, that's the key. Okay. And then we know, based on that, we can help that patient, in choosing the correct technology. And I'll just tell you, not every hearing aid can do this. If you don't have a correctly fitted hearing instrument or device, you're not going to get the benefit, obviously.
Right.
But that's why we do the testing, and then after the fitting, we retest again to make sure that they're getting not only the adequate help, but hopefully when we retest them later after they've used the stimulation and we see their scores come up, we know that we really are making a not only a hearing difference, but a brain difference. How about that?
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Difference in our brains.
Yeah. That, so we can measure it now.
Talk about a competitive edge. Yeah, I want that competitive edge. Now, I don't have a... What if I don't have a hearing issue, but I want a competitive edge? Can I be fitted with a hearing aid to have super hearing or something? Well, how does that work?
I don't know in your case if that would help, David.
Oh, my God.
I've known you for about 20 years there.
I can cut you off like that. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Yes.
All right.
I am too.
Randy, we need to take a break. And when we come back, I have many more questions for you regarding hearing health. If you're just tuning in, my guest is hearing health expert Randy Wallers with over 40 years of experience. And he is the founder of Family Hearing Centers, having experienced or having the under his belt 25,000 patients plus and counting that he has helped and his staff has helped with better hearing for their lives. And we'll talk about some of the other, Randy mentioned dementia, but what are the other things that can improve when you improve your hearing? How about income by thousands of dollars a year? We'll talk about that, as well as scholastic achievement, personal relationships, maybe preventing a divorce or two. And what about decibel meters? Are they worth their weight in what they cost? And also custom earplugs. Do they give you any more benefit than the ones you buy off the shelf or in the drugstores? We'll talk about those topics as well as they relate to your hearing. Back after this with more information for your good hearing health here on Dr. Health. Stick around if you want to stay healthy. I'm David Snow here on Dr. Health Radio.
Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nagata. Where did you get that smile that makes you you? Where did you get that confidence that lets you look like you do? Oh, what a look. Yes, you're looking good. You take care of your teeth just like you should. Where did you get that smile, the one that belongs to you? Nothing looks so right than a smile that's so bright. Tell me, where did you get that smile? You can smile so beautifully. Beautiful smiles are a specialty. Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nagata.
Finally, we can significantly improve virtually all levels of hearing losses, even severe to profound, with huge improvements in word clarity, hearing in social situations, and on the telephone. Early correction is so important. Call us today.
Call Family Hearing Aid Center today for your free consultation.
Don't miss a moment.
When you can be close to those you love.
Since 70% of your immune system is in your gut, don't you think it's time to take a little better care of it? After all, so many things you're doing to it are affecting its function. Not getting enough fiber, eating too much sugar, excess stress and alcohol, as well as that sedentary lifestyle. So maybe it's time for a tune-up. An intestinal tune-up with the Medical Strength Probiotics from Master Supplements. Their signature Theralac, recommended by doctors for more than 15 years, will rapidly colonize your intestinal tract with the specific gut-friendly strains of potent beneficial bacteria. And their patent-protected delivery system has garnered Theralac and their other probiotics with a worldwide reputation for results. There's also TruFlora, a unique probiotic and enzyme blend with bio-cleansing effects. And TruBifido, specifically formulated for colon support. See all of the Master Supplements products at your nearest natural food store or go to Theralac.com. Master Supplements, the probiotic pioneers.
Snow,
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 snow.
Welcome back to the show. It is David Snow on your radio. You turn us on and we will turn you on to good health. Just lend us your ear right here if it's your hearing you hold dear, because today is our annual edition of Hearing Health with our hearing health expert, Randy Wallers, if you're just joining us. And many more questions to get to and so little time to do so. So let's get right back to it. Randy, what about custom earplugs versus the ones you buy in the pharmacies or wherever they're sold? Is there much difference in that? And those?
Can be. However, many of the over-the-counter plugs are very highly rated today.
Okay.
Some of the, depending on the lab, we have found, we've found different labs that, you know, that we have ordered, you know, sound plugs from. Some we have found are much better than others.
Uh-huh.
It's just like everything else in life. There's always seem to be those that are the exceptionally good ones, and then there are those that, you know, just you seem to have issues with.
Mm-hmm.
As with everything, but over the counter, I would not discourage someone. Read the rating on it,
mm-hmm.
but many of them are very well rated, and I would suggest using those, especially. You know, it is expensive. You're looking at probably from $35 to $85, you know, for a custom, ear protection. But, you know, like the workers, construction workers, they love the custom plugs because they put them on their helmets. We attach them to their helmets so they're on their helmets when they go to work. It depends upon the patient,
right,
and their circumstance and what they're using them for.
And the compliance factor, right? I mean, if you think they're going to do it or take care of it, because as you say, they're not cheap. But on the other hand, if they're not going to use them, then that's not going to do them any good. It's better if they get the disposables.
True.
And I use the disposable ones for when I go to the gym because I don't like the loud music. And so I just use those silicone ones and put them, they last mm-hmm. Maybe a week or two, and then, but you,
and,
you
and
buy
they're
them.
Very effective.
Yeah, yeah, they are. And they're you buy them effective. In packs of 30 yeah. or something like that. So yeah,
yeah.
They're
pretty
cheap insurance for protecting your hearing. That's for sure. Now, if
hearing
loss, as you mentioned, is left untreated, tell us some of the consequences that can have devastating effects on our health and our individual lives, as well as the lives of those around us, besides dementia, which you highlighted. What about divorce? Speaking of D's, personal relationships is what I'm getting to, of course. You know.
yes, yes. So. And of course, I've been doing this for many, many years, and I used to think I was more of a marriage counselor than a center of hearing instruments. I honestly many times did, because people coming in, it was couples, that said, either he or she going to get help hearing, or we're getting a divorce, and sometimes that did happen.
Oh, no.
But many times, you know, by correcting and helping a patient with communication. It's all about communication. Any relationship is about communication.
Sure. Yes.
And if you can't have accurate communication, you're kind of messed up too. You know, the relationship isn't going to last too long. In other words, what I'm saying, most people do not realize that when they have a hearing loss, and it starts out usually in the high frequencies, that's where, you know, as someone that's been exposed to a lot of sound, that it's usually the high frequencies that starts. And it used to be the average patient was in their 70s to 75.
Uh-huh.
Now it's in their low 60s.
Oh, that's not good.
In our office. It's really dropped. So, but what most patients do not realize is that a hearing loss doesn't mean you just can't hear. It means that you're taking away your ability of the brain's ability of understanding what the words are.
Right.
So you can hear the words, but you're not able, or not, you won't understand it correctly. You'll put your own interpretation to what you think that person was telling you.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll fill in the blanks, and the brain does a great job at perception of that.
Oh.
It just does. You know, that's just a natural thing. But when most of our patients are, when we test them, we see from 20 to 80% ability of lost ability of understanding speech.
Really?
That's unaided. Unaided. Oh. No. It even compounds a person that has a hearing loss. Their situation gets compounded worse when they're in any noisy situation, background,
mm-hmm.
any background noise at all, and it can be very, very little to a lot of background noise, but that interferes again with, you know, the ability of the ear being able to
process,
to help the brain to separate and to make out what the right meaning of those words are.
Ooh.
So it's, you know, hearing, and you talked about, you know, it's proven that thousands of dollars a month difference in a person that has an uncorrected hearing loss in a person
a month?
That has corrected their hearing.
You mean up to,
oh,
depending
yeah.
on their career or profession,
oh, yeah.
of course. Yeah,
depending on their career and profession, but overall, on
yeah.
the average.
Wow.
So it just shows, again, though, it's all about communication.
Yeah.
And being able to communicate accurately and well, you know, it's really about that. And in every activity, whether it's our relationships with one another, with friends,
mm-hmm.
at work especially, in meetings, you know, at work, your ability to be able to function. And the problem is that when you have a hearing loss, you think you're functioning very well. You have no idea you're misunderstanding or you're not getting the information correctly. You have no bell goes off and say, oh, that's wrong. It's usually someone else who says, Where did you hear that from? You know, you know. They said, "Well, I heard it from you," and they said, "I didn't say that at all." So, it's an issue that everyone needs to routinely get checked. You know, their hearing you need to get it checked, especially if you've been exposed, you know, to a lot of loud sound.
Yeah.
It used to be. A lot of drugs, like the myosin drugs, used to cause a lot of hearing loss. Yeah, but they really have that under control now. We very seldom see that. There are some people that have gone through radiation treatments, cancer treatments. We see hearing loss associated with that a lot. So there are a lot of, you know, outside forces that create, you know, a lot of pressure on the hearing portion of the brain itself. And it really, you know, like we talked about, it creates an isolation. You stop going, doing things, talking to people, you know, even phone conversations. It's irritating when you're watching TV and turning it up so loud and everybody else says, "That's way too loud. I can't stand it. It's way too loud." You know, those are issues that we can help resolve and really make a difference with patients.
Yeah.
And, you know, the great portion of about this, though, you know, we used to always think that once the brain's gone or once the ability to understand the speech is over, it's over. But now we know that with proper stimulation back, giving it back, because we retest our patients. We have a whole series of treatment programs that when they come in every 6 months, you know, we do a series. Every yearly on the yearly test, we do our treatment programs again. But we measure, and we are seeing in 80 to 90% of our patients cognitive improvements.
Excellent.
We're seeing word understanding improvements. It's so gratifying to be able to do that. And patients, you know, they just appreciate, you know, someone that's able, that takes the time to measure it, to make sure that, you know, that we're doing our job. They're getting,
of course,
the correct,
yeah,
you know, the correction correct. Mm-hmm. And but they're benefiting from it, and we're able to prove that.
Also,
it's
Randy,
not just words anymore.
Yeah. No, that's good. And thanks for all the words of advice and wisdom that you have shared with our audience this hour. Speaking of, you mentioned isolation. Let me ask you. I was going to ask you about how people can get a copy of your book. You're the author of The Island of Isolation is the name of the book. Can people get a copy of that in bookstores, or can they get it from your center, or how would they?
All they need to do is call for a free hearing evaluation, and they'll get a free book in the mail.
Oh, yep. Okay. All right.
It comes with every free evaluation. I send that out. I want patients to be educated when they come in about their hearing.
That's loss. Good.
And I want them to know that, you know, not everyone has a hearing loss that thinks that they do. They just may be having difficulty in noise situation. Well, we're finding more and more patients today that have difficulty in noisy situations that don't have a hearing loss.
Oh.
But we know that's neurologically connected. But we're able to start measuring for that, see?
Right.
We're able to, things that we've always known were there and issues for different patients, now we can now measure it. And that's the exciting part for me.
Definitely.
You've known me for almost 20 years, and you know, our practice is always evidence-based.
You are just as passionate today as you were the day I met you, Randy, if not more so.
I think I'm worse, David.
Yeah, no, you're better. So let's give out that phone number before our last break of the hour, and we'll give it out again after on the other side of the break. But area code 808, of course, and then is it 973? 1551. Okay.
Yes,
I remember that after all these years. I didn't have to look it up.
Yeah, great. Really good.
973-1551. Yeah, 1551.
Right.
Okay. And then we'll give you out your website when we come back from this brief break. We got to keep the lights on here so I can keep asking you more questions.
Okay.
But when we come back, I want to ask you about, Randy, tinnitus, as well as hearing tests, what's involved and what to look for in a hearing test. And then also the latest in technology, the, you know, digital. I kind of equate, I don't know if you would use this analogy, but I thought of it last night. I thought, you know, the difference between analog hearing aids and digital hearing aids is kind of like black and white TV and color TV. I mean, you definitely want a color television, just like you want a digital hearing aid. But anyway, we'll talk about the latest technology and what's available to you should you need a hearing aid. Back after this with more information on hearing health here on Dr. Health. It's the healthiest hour on radio. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
When it comes to probiotics, why do employees, managers, and owners of health stores recommend and personally take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the fastest-acting medicinal-strength probiotic. With patented stomach acid-resistant delivery, prebiotic stimulation, and guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity fast while providing all the long-term benefits of a superior probiotic supplement. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potencies or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without delivery, and more strains are not necessarily better. Theralac is optimally formulated for results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with guaranteed strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Is getting a good night's sleep a challenge?
Fortunately, there's a superior fast-acting sleep formula called Tranquil Sleep from Natural Factors. This non-habit-forming supplement contains a unique combination of melatonin, 5-HTP, and L-theanine, which works in harmony with your body's natural sleep hormones. Tranquil Sleep can help you fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep sounder, and wake up refreshed, all without feeling drowsy in the morning. The key benefit comes from increasing the time spent in the deeper stages of sleep. It's only in these deeper levels of sleep that we truly experience the rejuvenation, regeneration, and recuperation that sleep provides. Even if you think you get a good night's sleep, give Tranquil Sleep a try. You might be surprised with how much better you've slept by waking up with more energy and enthusiasm to start your day. Learn more at naturalfactors.com.
Welcome back to The Cure for the Common Radio Show. David Snow on your radio. It's your weekly dose of verbal vitamins, and if you want a double dose of verbal vitamins tonight, that would be 12 hours from right now on the station you're listening to right now, or you can go to the website after next Wednesday to hear the show again, as our podcast is available there at drhealthradio.com. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, healthradio.com. My guest, if you're just joining us, Randy Wallers, we're talking about hearing health. Randy, is there a website people can go to for your center, as well as, I know that I looked up Hearing Health Foundation, that's a good resource, and I actually got a few of the snippets of info from today's show on that website, Hearing Health Foundation, I think, .com or .org, but give us your website as well.
It's the familyhearingaidcenter.com.
Oh, perfect. Okay, that's simple. The familyhearingaidcenter.com. And I know you've been around since 1980, having helped over 25,000 people hear better. So we you know, hats off, our earplugs off to you for doing that. All right. Now, I have so many more questions. Wow. We only have 5 minutes, so let's answer these if we can. How important is it, or is there any value to having a decibel meter? I remember buying one some years ago because I had a loud refrigerator, but I don't know if it had, you know, it kind of didn't work that well. But well, what do you think about decibel meters, you know, sound meters?
I think you just need to use common sense. You're not going to carry around a decibel meter with you. If you're around a lot of loud sound, then you want to, you know, you don't want to be around a lot of loud.
Okay. Is that a hint? Is that a hint personally to me that I shouldn't have bought this?
I was not going to go that direction.
You were going to go there.
Yeah, I was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
I'm not going to cut you off just yet.
Around, I see you walking around with your decibel meter. I don't think you need to do that.
Right. Okay. So, hearing tests. What's involved in that when people come to the Family Hearing Aid Centers in Honolulu or on the neighbor islands? What's involved?
It's real easy. Mostly involved is, number one, you're going to go through a cognitive screening. That's the first thing. Just get so we have a baseline.
Okay.
Number two, we're going to do an ABS testing. We're going to know why you're in there. Are you having difficulty understanding speech? If you are, we'll know if it's in quiet and noise. And then we'll if we find that there's an issue there, then we're going to put you in the booth. We'll run the more diagnostics. Get down to the parameters of the hearing loss itself. And what's causing it, and then we'll do tympanometry. We'll make sure that there's not other issues involved, medically speaking, beyond the cochlea or between the cochlea and the eardrum, I should say.
Okay.
So we're very, very thorough.
Yeah, but, it sounds like it.
You want to have that information.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you go to someone that doesn't provide this type of information, you could be missing something really huge and not be aware of it. That's the issue that we're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
But that's me. That's how I am in our practice. That's how I feel about it.
Okay. And so a couple other quick ones. Conditions from noise such as tinnitus, is that a special hearing aid, or do you just tune it in a certain way? Or if people are suffering from tinnitus, and hearing aids can definitely help them.
If they have a hearing loss and have tinnitus, hearing instruments definitely help them. Almost, I would say 80 to 85% of our patients have tinnitus.
Oh,
when they wear the hearing aids, Yeah. When they wear the hearing aids, it reduces the sound. It covers over it, masks over it, obviously. A lot of patients don't even hear their tinnitus when they're wearing their hearing instruments.
Yeah.
We have different manufacturers have different tinnitus treatments that are built into the high end of hearing instruments.
Okay.
And we only fit the very best that's out there.
Yeah.
So all of ours have these built-in treatments. But we have really found that the best overall is, you know, if you have a hearing loss, you know, let us help correct the hearing loss correctly.
Yep.
Do a great job with that.
Okay.
Then you're going to see benefits from the tinnitus.
Okay, as a side benefit. Okay. And then, you know, I've asked you this question, this last question, for the 15 years or so that you've been on this show. Selective hearing aids. With all the technology, they still haven't come up with a selective hearing aid, for God's sakes. What's going on?
Oh, that's built in.
That's built into
every ear.
Okay, so we don't need a hearing aid for selective hearing.
That's built into every patient, trust me.
All right.
It's an automatic feature.
Oh, automatic, okay. All right, well,
ask any wife.
Yeah,
if there has an okay. You'll see it's an automatic feature.
You need no
modification to that. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you so very much for joining us. And again, you know, if somebody doesn't have a hearing loss, then there's no advantage to putting on. Is it kind of like glasses, where if you have perfect eyesight, you put on glasses and it actually makes it worse? I mean, is that what would happen in a hearing with a hearing aid?
Well, there is one caveat to this. We're finding patients with normal hearing that have issues in group situations but we're able to now measure that.
Okay.
And we actually are putting hearing instruments on that type of patient.
Interesting.
With great success.
Oh, okay.
Because then they come away and they but we measure it. And then after we fit them, we measure it again to make sure they're getting we're seeing a measured amount of help there. And when we see when we can measure that and see the help there, then we know that this patient will benefit auditorily from that.
All right.
And that's all about
huge.
Measurement. It's all about are we doing our job right? Are we making a difference? If we are, then hey, we got something really that's sustainable.
Great.
That
all right.
Makes the difference.
Randy, let me give out the phone number in case people didn't get it the first time. 808 for our Hawaii listeners. 808 area code 973-1551. That's 1551. Or go to the familyhearingaidcenter.com. Right?
Always a pleasure, David.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. See you next year. All right, and we'll see you guys next week, all of you listeners out there in Radio Land. Dr. Sal Giorgiani joining us next week for Men's Health. Don't miss it. Until then, thanks for joining us. I'm David Snow, reminding you that it isn't how long you live, it's how you live long. Aloha. Have a healthy week.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.